All right, let's dive right into a topic that I know can seem a bit dry at first, but is absolutely vital for your practice's growth, calculating the real ROI of your dental marketing spend. Now, before you roll your eyes and think of spreadsheets and endless numbers, hear me out. This isn't just about numbers. It's about understanding the heartbeat of your practice's growth strategy. It's knowing where your dollars are doing the most good, and that's something every practice owner needs to grasp. Think about it this way. Most practices out there are looking at their marketing success through a pretty narrow lens. They're checking out cost per click or cost per lead. And sure, those numbers tell you something, but it's like looking at a single piece of a puzzle and trying to see the whole picture. A click that never converts into a patient? Well, that's just a tiny blip on the radar. But a lead who becomes a 10-year patient, brings in their family, refers friends? That's where the gold is. Until you connect your marketing spend to patient lifetime value, LTV for short, you're basically flying with one eye shut. Here's the thing. Standard marketing metrics miss the point entirely. Cost per click, it tells you what you paid to get someone to your website. Cost per lead, that tells you what you shelled out to get a call or a form filled out. But neither number tells you if that spend actually grew your practice. Two campaigns can have identical cost per lead numbers, yet lead to completely different outcomes. Maybe one brings in a patient who just needs a one-time cleaning. The other, well, that could be someone who's all in for treatment plans, consistently refers family members, and sticks around for years. Basic metrics won't show you that difference, and that's exactly where most practices get stuck. Bain & Company have said that increasing customer retention by just 5% can boost profits by 20 to 95%. In the world of dentistry, that dynamic is even sharper. Patient relationships, they compound over time. Referrals, treatment acceptances, recurring hygiene visits, all these add up. And when you calculate ROI based on LTV, you're closing that gap. You're connecting your marketing spend to the full economic value of the patients it actually produces. So, how do you calculate this? Let's break it down. Let's build this calculation from the ground up. First, you need to know your patient lifetime value. This is the total revenue one patient brings over their relationship with your practice. Here's how you do it. LTV equals your average annual patient value times your average patient retention in years. Start by figuring out your average annual patient value. That's your total production revenue divided by your active patient count. Most general dental practices land between $600 and $1,200 per patient per year. Now, for a healthy practice, retention is usually between 5 to 8 years. Let's say your average annual patient value is $900 and your average retention is 6 years. Your LTV, that's $900 times 6, which equals $5,400. Now, that single number, it changes the whole marketing conversation. You're not just spending money to fill a hygiene slot. You're investing to acquire a relationship worth over $5,000. Next, map your conversion funnel. Marketing spend, that's your starting point, and it produces leads. Those leads, they turn into booked appointments, and appointments turn into new patients. You need to know your conversion rate at each stage. Collect these numbers from your call tracking or front desk logs. First, what's your lead to appointment rate? Typically, that's between 5% and 70%. Next, your appointment to show rate, usually around 85% to 90%. And finally, your show to accepted patient rate, generally between 80 to 90%. For example, let's say your lead to appointment rate is 6%, appointment to show is 88%, and show to accepted patient is 85%. Overall, you're looking at about a 40% conversion rate. That means roughly 1 in 2 leads becomes a real new patient. This ratio, it's crucial when calculating what you actually pay to acquire a patient. Now, calculate your true cost per acquired patient. This is the number that really matters. It's almost always different from your cost per lead. You take your total marketing spend and divide it by the number of new patients generated. If you spent $3,000 on Google Ads in a month and generated 60 leads, your cost per lead is $50. But with a 40% overall conversion rate, those 60 leads produced about 27 new patients. So your real cost per acquired patient is around $111. And that's the number you compare against LTV to determine whether the spend makes sense. All right, now it's time to calculate your full ROI. That's ROI equals LTV minus cost per acquired patient divided by cost per acquired patient times 100. Using our numbers with an LTV of $5,400 and a cost per acquired patient of $111, your ROI is an impressive 4,165%. As Harvard Business Review points out, acquiring a new customer costs 5 to 25 times more than retaining an existing one. Practices that track LTV understand why retention is as much a marketing issue as it is a clinical one. Now, Let's break it down by channel. Not all marketing channels are created equal. Running this calculation by channel shows you where your budget really works. Maybe you're spending $3,000 on Google Ads, getting 60 leads, and converting 27 new patients. But what about SEO? Maybe you spend $2,000 there, get 40 leads, and convert 22 new patients. The cost per patient can be different. SEO and Google Business Profile optimization often outperform paid ads on a cost per acquired patient basis. This kind of breakdown helps you reallocate budget towards what actually produces patients, not just traffic. And there are variables that shift your numbers too. Things like case mix matter. A practice with strong implant or Invisalign volume will have a higher average annual patient value than one that's hygiene heavy. If your case mix varies a lot, segment your LTV by patient type. Referrals, they add hidden value too. A happy patient might refer others, boosting your effective LTV. And don't underestimate the impact of front desk conversion. If your lead to appointment rate drops because calls aren't answered promptly, your cost per acquired patient nearly doubles. Retention is another biggie. A practice with a 2-year retention instead of 6 is effectively acquiring patients at 3 times the cost. Here's the kicker. Cost per click and cost per lead, they're just incomplete. They don't reflect patient value or practice growth. LTV is the foundation of meaningful ROI math. Calculate it by multiplying average annual patient value by average retention in years. Map your full conversion funnel to find your real conversion rate from led to accepted patient. Divide total channel spend by actual new patients acquired to get your true cost per acquired patient. Compare that number to LTV. Even conservative estimates typically show returns well above what most owners expect. Remember, run the calculation per channel to see where your budget produces the most patients. Front desk conversion and patient retention directly change your ROI, even when ad spend stays constant. At North Media, every campaign decision is grounded in patient acquisition math, not just surface metrics. We help dental practices track the full journey from click to confirmed patient, identify where conversion is leaking, and shift budget toward channels that produce measurable new patient growth. If you want to understand what your current marketing spend is actually doing for your practice, consider a free strategy call at northmedia.org. Oh, and don't forget, new episodes drop weekly on Spotify.